Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for school talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is school talk. You are tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk! Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson for the 1,214th time. Who doing the math here? You're not. But welcome to School Talk. I'm back again in 2017. Push the magic button because I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I do. This is the 15th season, Mr. Asia.
I know.
15. Can you count? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can count. That's a new math.
I had to take off my shoes to count that high.
But anyway.
No, that's 15.
15.
15th season.
And I got an awesome guest in the studio. She knows something about 15. She passed it.
Yeah.
But not
15.
Mrs. Lewis, how you doing? I'm going to get you labor. How you doing?
I'm great.
Will you stand there? I know you're great. Say it again.
I am great.
I was watching the news the other day, and they did that on the news. They were like pumping each other up. Say it again. It was just freaking me out. But anyway, oh man, I got a great show. This is my first show back for 15th season 2017. It's gonna be awesome. I got an awesome guest. I got some awesome students. I got a studio full of kids.
We got a studio full of kids. Ooh. We got a classroom full of kids.
I got kids. I mean, kids.
That's what it's all about, though.
I was gonna say that. If the kids weren't here, I'll be at home going. that's like a donkey. But anyway, I got. You see my guest on Facebook. You can't see it on the radio. But before I get to my Facebook guest and my real guest, Mr. Reese, what's happening with that thing we call the?
Are you talking about the thing on the wall there?
That thing on the wall. Not the fly. Yeah.
That's what it is. The big board. Well, as one of the biggest nights of the year is always back to school night, August 9th. Would love to see all parents and. You know, you can cheat and bring your student. That's kind of like your Google Maps of Ben Davis High School. If you bring your student with you on that night, you can pick up schedules from, I believe, 6:30 to 7, and then you actually follow your student's schedule and go to their classes, meet their teachers, and kind of figure out what your child goes through in a day. But that's coming up on August 9th here at Ben Davis. Of course, Wayne Township Safety Day. The Wayne Township Fire Department's putting that on August 19th from Sam's Club at 10 a.m. And that will be over at Rockville Road, the Sam's Club, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then, of course, coming up, we have Ben Davis football. The Giants take it on Tech. That's 2 weeks from today, opening day, August 18th. The Giants, one of the best teams in the state this year, as they always are. So, also... Congratulations. I'm going to take the liberty and push the magic button anyway for Morton Anderson. I don't. Yeah. You don't need to see me. They don't need to see my ugly face on there. Morton Anderson, who is now an NFL Hall of Famer as of tomorrow. He's going into the Hall of Fame.
Can we get him on School Talk?
And we're trying. I'm trying. In fact, I've contacted him, and he's definitely open to it, but he's busy because he does motivational speeches, and he's got a great story. The Mike Chappell from Channel 4 wrote a great article on how he started here at Ben Davis and had never kicked a football ever before.
Wow.
And they said, hey, we've got this kid from Denmark here. He's a foreign exchange student. We don't have a soccer team, so because we didn't have a soccer team at that point.
Right,
soccer wasn't IHSA sport. And they said, hey, would you like to try to kick football? So they said he kicked three 50-yard field goals right out. And then Coach Wilbur was interviewed in the article. He said, my son never kicked again that year.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he was so good. So Morton Anderson, who started out, he credits Ben Davis High School for, and Dale Baker, who's passed away, and his wife, and actually Coach Wilbur and Coach and his wife will be at the Hall of Fame ceremony, which is pretty cool. That's so, cool. Yeah, Coach Wilbur coached immediately before Coach Delahan. Here, Ben Davis. So, pretty cool. Pretty awesome. Cool that, that awesome. You know, Morton Anderson going into the Hall of Fame.
Man, love when BD shines.
Yeah.
That's all about. It's all about the kids.
So that.
And then you be an adult.
Yeah, right. Also, we are now on HD. We're a digital radio station now. So thank you, Mrs. Lewis.
Yeah. Oh, son. Yeah. That's right. School board makes things happen.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is the
Big board. But it gets bigger than that. Because my guest today, she's an educator, a practitioner, instructor, researcher, mentor, administrator, consultant, and much more. She's just much more. And, oh, man, at first elected school board, 1968, and a couple of days ago, you know, she's entering her 50th year. Push the magic button on that one. That's 50 years. Ooh. As a member of the MSD school board. Man, she's got the Sagamore Wabash Award. Push the magic button. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, from the big show. Oh, Mrs. Phyllis Lewis, good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Good morning. Welcome. You could go all the way.
Emerson, how long have we known each other?
To 1998, something like that, 2000, something like that.
Yes.
I had hair. I had an afro. Gosh, but how do you do this?
Do what?
How do you do what you do? I mean, 50 years in the school board, you're kicking. How do you do that? I mean, you walk one step at a time, I know, but that is awesome.
Well, it really is awesome. It's an honor, and I just can't hardly believe it's been I'm starting my 50th year. I first became interested in education because when I moved into the West Side around 1958,
okay.
there was not a kindergarten. And so I was interested in that as a parent, worked with some other parents, and eventually became committee chair to get kindergarten in our school. And so we, the first class that graduated having gone to kindergarten was 1981. So if you went to school and then graduated before that, you would probably not go to kindergarten unless you were enrolled in a private kindergarten.
So you went from birth to first grade? Basically? I mean, you know, kindergarten, you kindergarten, went to first grade. You did?
That's true.
Oh.
So you entered first grade then instead of kindergarten.
Yeah. Wow. Got chipped out of you. My ear back.
Right. Unless you went to some of our private schools. And many of our churches on the West Side did have private schools.
Went to IU. IU grad?
I am an IU grad.
IU grad. Hey, push the button. IU grad. I saw that somewhere.
The button's getting a workout.
Yeah. Got a master's in nursing.
Yes.
A bachelor of science in nursing?
Yes.
Why'd you need more education? I mean, ain't a four-year degree enough?
In nursing, career options are greater if you have a master's degree. My specialty was pediatrics.
Uh-huh. And kids? That don't surprise me. That does not surprise me at all. But
so my background, I taught. I worked on the units in a large hospital. As you said, I did some research. Mm-hmm. I've really been fortunate in my life that doors opened multiple times for me.
Wow.
And instead of saying, well, maybe, I said, yes, I'd like to do that. And that was really helpful to me.
Now, when you were going through high school, where did you go to high school at?
I went to Wiley High School.
Wait a minute. No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
I did, too. I went to the last year of Wiley. Oh my goodness! I didn't find that one in the archives when I was looking to do my research. High five! I did not. Wiley Red Streaks. Get out of here!
Yeah.
Oh man, I went to last year Wiley and the first year Gershmeyer. Oh my goodness! I didn't. Now I'm messed up. I'm messed up from the neck up. Get out of here! Dang! That is so cool. McDonald's across the street. Was McDonald's
one of the first ones in Terre Haute?
Oh man, that is crazy! Oh man, if I know that, I would really go crazy. Let me get back to reality.
Well,
okay.
You can understand why I was well prepared to go.
Yeah.
To college.
Because when I was going to Wiley, and I was a knucklehead. I went a whole year Wiley with no credits. How you do that? I don't know. Then I went to State Laboratory summer school. Didn't like it, then I quit. And I went to Gershmeyer High School. I kicked out for fighting. And I went the very first year of North High School, and I liked it, but I didn't have enough credits to be advanced.
I'm shaking my head yes, which you can't see.
I know. So then I quit and joined the Marine Corps at 18. That's why I got my GED in the Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. But my thing is, when I was in high school, for me, if they had radio and television, I would have stayed in high school. There was nothing there to keep me. I stayed in trouble a lot, but I didn't find nothing. I wasn't playing. I wasn't in the sports. I wasn't in the nursing. Wasn't in the business, and it was nothing there to keep me in high school. And I wish it was like we got here. And I'm so glad that you found. So was it in high school that you found a calling for nursing that you thought you wanted to be a nurse?
No, I wanted to be a nurse at a very early age, like 4 or 5.
When you was a kid?
Yes.
How do you do that? Because our kids now, they don't know what they want to be.
Well, they have a lot of other options also. And we still don't know what kind of career they might have because it probably hasn't been started yet.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, man, that is crazy. That is wild. When you came to Wayne Township and you brought all this nursing ability and all this knowledge with you, was there an intent? I don't want to get you in trouble, but a real direct conscious intent to make sure Wayne Township felt what you felt when it comes to nursing.
Well, hopefully that is partly.
Because history speaks for itself, because we got it good. You did great.
And we continue to improve. And mm-hmm. it's because of programs like this and all the other options that our students have.
Now, when you brought in the nursing experience, what's the health and wellness centers? Was that your doing?
I was on the committee, but it certainly wasn't. It never is one person.
She's so modest.
Over my lifetime, I've had a lot of people who have supported me mm-hmm. and helped me along the way.
Not to say you haven't done a whole bunch, because you have a whole bunch. Can you point to one? The greatest accomplishment you think you have at Wayne Township since you've been on the board? Your greatest accomplishment?
Or
two, or three, or four? But what do you think? What was the biggest that you can go home and say, man, that was huge? Well, you wouldn't say huge.
One of my earlier conversations with a former superintendent, Dr. Sidney Spencer, who was superintendent when I came on the board, some of our meetings that we had as board members, we talked about budget and we talked about roofs and we talked about buildings and grounds. And I went to him and I said, Dr. Spencer, I just don't think I have what it takes to be a board member. I don't know about roofs and driveways and buses. And he looked to me and he said, Mrs. Lewis, you know about children. That was so helpful to me. And as a board member, we have a code of ethics. And the first topic on our ethics list is mm-hmm. think of children first.
Wow. And that makes so much sense. I mean, because without, and I'll just speak for me, since doing been on involved with Wayne Township since 2003. And we met, I was working, I think I was in the mayor's office.
You were in the mayor's office, and we worked on suicide prevention. That was my first time that I worked with you and knew you, and I was so pleased when then you appeared in Wayne Township.
Me too. I love Wayne. It's the kids, though, but you're right. It is the young people, you know, that keep us going.
And, and people maybe, what do you mean? You just don't know. These kids are like, I don't want to say a drug, but they're like life. They're so full of life. And I learned so much from them, and I know they learned from me, but I learned a lot from them just by watching them, being around them, because they're like sponges.
Well, we also have a lot of community response and support over the years. We have more people without children in our schools than we have, as you know, children in school. And so we have to have that support and that feeling. And as I've talked to other generations, they are pleased that our young people are being offered what I say, personalized learning and multiple pathways.
Multiple pathways. Yeah, I like that multiple pathway because I could use that when I was in high school. on the World Wide Web on our Facebook Live is Jordan Machine. He's out there. Tracy Jazzy Brewer, she's out there. So I think it's our Carly Mazur out there on a good morning to all you good folks. I love seeing my former students come on there. Jordan, former producer of the show, you know, doing great things out there in the community. Politics, local politics, national politics. You ran for the school board, a couple times, and you won a couple times. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. But how many, you've been school president, school board president.
Yes.
Vice president.
Yes.
And just a member.
Yes.
What's the best position?
The best position really is just being a school board member. And then if you are elected, then that's the best thing.
Okay.
So I don't think there are any things that are not best things about being a school board member.
Folks are thinking about running for office, local office. What advice do you give them if they're thinking about, cause you know, we're already talking about, okay, what the future, bringing on good folks from the, in the community to keep the good things going. What advice do you give to someone who's thinking about running for school board or any political office?
It is an honor, indeed, to be a part of any kind of an elected office. Know your community. Use your ears more than your mouth.
Say that one again.
I'm sorry, and this is a radio station, so I don't mean that.
Oh, if I said it, y'all know I would say it differently. Shut up and listen. That's what I would say.
But people are listening.
But you said nicer than me, though. See, I got to look for disclaimers and finally see Dr. Bus out in the hallway.
Yeah, it is not about you. Mm-hmm. It's about the students, what their offerings are for them to be educated, not only citizens, but whatever career that they select. The other thing that I think is that no one, again, does it alone.
Wow.
It takes a group of people. And then learning that sometimes you'll have this, oh, this is the greatest idea ever. It's talked about and nobody else supports it. But
that break your heart.
Yeah, it does. It does. But a lot of times it isn't, again, about what you personally want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's thinking of others. And Robert Greenleaf, who talked about servant leadership.
There you go.
Many years ago. In fact, he's from Terre Haute, Indiana.
Dang, Hoshin in the house. Hometown.
And he said, first it's that willingness to serve.
Wow.
And then you become a leader.
Wow. Mr. Easter.
Yeah, well, we've got some of our students here, and I've been kind of teaching them how to produce the show off camera here and behind the scenes. But, you know, they'll be in this seat next week, so I won't be. we talk about as a teacher, your job doesn't end at 3:20, you know, and certainly as a school board member, the job isn't just showing up for meetings on those Mondays when the school board meets. And I don't think people understand what the school board does. I mean, because you guys do more, and I say guys is, you know, all catching now, or pronoun, but the school board does so much that behind the scenes, and your job never ends either, because I mean you're out in the community at Kroger and, you know, Walgreens or wherever you go, and people walk up to you and say, they know that you're Phyllis Lewis, and they'll say, my child did this, or there's this positive thing going on, or this is a problem. How do you deal with the job never really ending? And it's not a job that, as a school board member, you don't get rich being a school board member, certainly. So how do you deal with the pressure of being in the public eye for, you know, 50 years, and, you know, balancing that with your personal life and the need to have a personal life, but yet people not maybe understanding that, hey, I'm eating dinner here, you know, but we all know that you're such a nice person that you're going to listen to whenever a constituent has a problem. So, how do you balance all that?
Well, I think all of us balance things that are important to us. And there are days when that would be the larger percentage of what I might do. But I also had two sons during, and I still have them, but they're not involved in school events. And it was interesting. I tried not to be a school board member when I would go to their schools and serve as a room mother. Remember those?
Yeah, mama.
And then being active in PTO and working in the concession stands. But that gave me a sense of who our public was. Watching them, listening to them, having them be involved in what I was involved in. And honestly, I do shop different places because I know our community shops different places. So I can get in and be immersed in that culture, that neighborhood, seeing what they look like, listening to them. And so I enjoy that.
It is, and I totally get what you say about listening, because, you know, I've run for public office, and it is about listening more than it is about your own ideas, because you may have a concept that I think this is the right thing to do, and then you find out that you're right, nobody else has that same vision, so then you have to, you know, put your own views aside sometimes for right. What's better for everyone.
Well, people will come up to me and also say, you were the band nurse when I was in band. Mm. You were the room mother when I was in first grade. And that gives me a sense of belonging and being so happy that I was able to do that.
On Facebook Live, I'd like to give a shout out right now to Mr. Jared Birch. He made a comment. Be intentional on making an impact. That is so awesome. That's what you do. You're very intentional what you do as far as making an impact. Because when I first met you back then, I mean, you didn't know me from a can of paint. You know, but you know what?
Well,
I
knew there was a difference.
Yeah, that's the first time. I can say that the first time I met Emerson, because you know, the story of the show. David Marcotte, who was the principal, you think he's your superintendent now. These are our transfer students too. They come in from
welcome.
Yes. So he's Mooresville's superintendent now. He came to me and he said, John, you gotta meet this guy. Dave is always so you know, excited. Kind of like Emerson. And so he's like, John, you gotta meet this guy. I want, you know, if you get a chance, sit down with him. He's got some really good ideas. So I'm like, oh boy. And so I sat down with Emerson. And I was like, yeah. You're right.
But that is so awesome, you know, and I love what you do. And also, welcome to Zach Harshman and Kathy Carlisle. Zach was the former producer, former student at Penn State High School. You got a lot of kids out there that watches and watch, and like I said, without the kids, we don't function. Without our kids ain't here, we don't function. And that's how you are.
The kids keep you going. I just know it. It's got to be. What do you? Speaking of our kids, I got a studio for kids and kids on the airway. What advice do you give them as they deal with struggles? I mean, and you ain't been through nothing. You ain't been around a while. I know we've been through some stuff. Me and you, we've been through some stuff. We can say that, you know. But we came through it. We're still sitting here. What advice do you give to our kids? Like I did suicide prevention. I still do suicide prevention. Our kids deal with stuff. But sometimes they don't deal with it the right way. What advice do you give them? And also, in the same breath, as far as going to school. Why is it important?
I would like to ask the three students that are here to answer that.
Putting them on the spot.
Here we go. Repeat the question, please.
Okay. Struggles. How do you handle the things that you go through? How do you handle the challenges that you face at your juncture? And how important it is to go off to a higher education after high school? How important is high school?
The way I handle a difficult situation is a positive mindset. Always think positive vibes. And then after high school, it's very important in my opinion to go get another education beyond high school. So, yeah, positive vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Does anything radio else? Help you?
Well, in my, what I want to do, the field I want to go into, very much so. This helps a lot. I'm learning a lot right now off of the show. So,
David Mills, right?
Yeah.
Junior, right?
Yes, sir.
Story in there. Danielle?
Well, I honestly think getting over struggles involves knowing that people are there for you. Like, you know, you have family, you have friends, you have people that you know are going to help you get through this tough situation that you're in. And after high school, I definitely plan on going to a college and getting a good career, and radio has helped me out a lot because that's what I want to do with my future. So this class is very helpful.
Okay. I got Mr. Tyler back here. Tyler Newfield.
I just always have a positive outlook on life. Know that it'll always get better in the end. And for my education, it's really important to continue it so I can get a good job when I get out of high school or college.
Thank you all. And John, I've known you since you were a student. And so let's hear it from you.
That's been a couple of years ago. I think we served on that strategic planning committee, I think. We served on together when I was a student. And that is so cool to see that the groundwork of that strategic plan that we all worked so hard on for those days. And I think in Lafayette and Columbus.
Yes.
We got away, and I had to room with the principal. That was interesting. rooming with Dr. Mifflin at that time, who was my principal. That was a different, when you're a high school senior or junior, you're having a room with the principal. That's really an interesting time. But I guess, you know, seeing things like that you had a part of, and that's still what we use today as our basis. You know, of course, they've updated their strategic plan since then, and that's good because things change. I mean, heck, during this show, I've sent a tweet. We're watching this on Facebook Live over a digital radio station. So technology changes, things change. But I think as far as what we do in schools, it's the basics are still the same. I mean, we want to educate children the best way we can. And it's not about the adults. It's about the kids. You got to have happy adults. You know, certainly I'm lost her name now. She's one of my favorite people in education. Oh, man, I can't think of her name. I lost it.
Phyllis Lewis.
She says students don't learn from people they don't like. So you gotta be here. You gotta be happy. And you gotta the kids, you know, they've gotta know. I wish I could think of her name now. It's on the tip of my tongue. I'll think of it after the show's over. But it's every child needs a champion. It's a video on YouTube, and I actually was shared with us the first day by Miss Squire. But it's true. I mean, every kid needs a champion. Every child needs a champion. And I think that's what teachers do. I think that's what we're about, and I think that's what you've done for your time here. You've been a champion for so many young people, and
well, thank
that's
you.
Awesome.
You know, the other thing that you said, something that sort of stands out, I was in a office, and I was getting something faxed, and it happened to be pertaining to Ben Davis High School. And the young gentleman behind the counter said, I graduated from Ben Davis. And I said, that is great. I shook his hand, thanked him for choosing our schools to graduate from. And as I go about the community, people will come up and I'll say, what year did you graduate? My name is on your diploma. With everybody else's, of course, but it gives me such a good feeling.
I know that
good feeling. Rita Pearson.
I know.
It came.
Blurt it out.
I was gonna Google it, and you know that's the other thing.
Well, that's the Googling's other thing. Now a verb. We offer our students. Our technology continues to give you what you need as a student and as a teacher.
Well, I'll say this one thing. You know, you are. I mean, what you see is what you get when someone meets you. I mean, you are you. You are who you are. When I first met you, you've always been approachable. You've always been so nice, been so kind. I've been so sweet. It's just, you know, can't nobody not like you.
Oh, that's
That's so cool. I mean, you just can't. I mean, if you got a problem here, you got to come see me. I got a state police background, military background. And I'll change your mind. But anyway, they cannot stop. They just cannot like you.
Oh,
it's just awesome. And the thing you do for Wayne Township, and it's just beautiful. I know you had a reception the other day at the Edson. That was cool. That was cool. And I walked in the door, and I walked in the door at the Ed Center. All these peoples in there. I walk the door, and she's right there giving me a hug when I first walked through the door. I felt so at home. I'm at home anyway, but it was just so cool. I said, dang, the guest of honor right there at the door. Emerson, I said, that was cool. High five. You made my evening.
I
tried to make yours. She made mine.
I do thank the community also for their continued support of me and our schools. It's just a wonderful place to serve.
We choose Wayne.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, we thank you for your dedication to Wayne Township, dedication to our kids, dedication, really, you know, Wayne, we are really, really, really blessed to have you as on our school board. And the community did the right thing by sending you back every single time that you went
thank
out there
you.
And ran for it. So that's the last thing I got. And then you want to add for let you go play golf?
I'm sorry, I don't play golf.
Anything? Want to say hi to anybody? Shouts?
Well, certainly the people who are listening, and I do appreciate the staff, John. You've done a wonderful continuation of what we started with. Keep improving it.
Thank you so much.
The ability to broadcast and the things that our students learn. And honestly, students, if you have suggestions, John is very open to them. So don't forget that also. And my best wishes to the three of you and to everybody else that's enrolled in this program. It's been a joyous service. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, folks, you heard it right there from you know, everybody's mom. I've been wanting to say that since the whole show. She's everybody's mom, and you can't help but love her. If you got a problem with that, you come see me. I'll take care of that. I got 10 years background in law enforcement and military. We change your mind because you can't help but like this young lady here. And I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in this early morning.
Thank you, Emerson, right. John, awesome. And students.
You. Well, I know we're over a little bit, but what are you going to do? Who are you going to tell, Mr. Richard? Who are you going to tell, huh?
You're good.
I got the school board. One person. What are you going to do? To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You got to teach them to be infectious in themselves and up. What you give out, what you going to be giving back. And so remember, it's okay to be a copy. Just copy the right cat. Just don't get hung with the wrong crowd. A young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. I hate it. But what do you think? What do you think? What do you feel about sagging? Sagging? Just that one with the pants hanging out. I don't like it. What do you think? Any comments?
I'm off the air.
I can't stand it. She stays off the air.
Pull up your pants. It's not a fashion statement anymore. Oh, guys, crisscross is over. I'm going to be off the air. If the views is past the school, that's the very best. I'll just say it right. The views is past the school talk. That's the views of the MSD of Wayne Towns, the Bendis High School Giant, that point. The views of me and my guest. So until next week, the second time, 2017, I have a new producer. It might be Tyler. It might be Daniela. It might be David. I don't know who my producer is going to be, but I have a new producer.
I don't know. We'll see.
I have a new producer. And as long as Dr. Butts is happy, I'll be back.
As long as Mrs. Lewis is happy.
Lewis, shit. Hey, are you happy?
I'm happy.
I'll be back.
We got one vote.
We got one. Oh, we need one. We got the main vote. Oh, man. Have a good week. See you next week on School Talk.